Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, time now to get the definitive watch list for the week. Film critic Brian Lloyd and pop culture journalist Fionnuala Jones, welcome guys.
Hi.
Fionnuala, the big kids movie coming out on Friday is Mufasa.
It's the
Lion King prequel, but live action. This is the one starring Jay-Z and Beyonce's 12-year-old daughter, yes?
Yes, yeah. Blue Ivy is playing Kiara, who is Simba's daughter in the end. It's Barry Jenkins directing this, who did Moonlight. I will say I avoided the live action Lion King for a very long time because I felt like the discussion around it was so negative around why we were doing this and was there a need for the photorealistic lions and stuff like that. But I saw The Lion King last Christmas and really enjoyed it. So I think this could actually be really good. It's looking at how Mufasa came to be Mufasa and ruling over Pride Rock and stuff like that. Again, are the children at home questioning how Mufasa came to be and stuff like that? Probably not. But I still think they'll enjoy it.
They were demanding of an origin story.
We need to know the backstory now.
Okay. And look, none of what we say here today will affect it.
They'll go.
And they're all going to Moana 2 as well, Brian, the other big Christmas cinema outing for the kids, which people have been waiting for this for years.
Like 8 years. And originally as well, this was planned as a TV series, but then Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, decided, no, we're going to turn it into a film, and the whole thing was condensed down into it. Fine. I mean, I've watched it. It's certainly a film.
But it's not for you, really.
Like, kids will love this. It's bright colours. It's for the kids. Adults can, you know, it's 90 minutes. You can have a snooze or be on your phone or just zone.
Or enjoy the look in their little faces.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, so an adult film then for us. So Daniel Craig is back on the screen this week. Queer, I think it's out already.
It is out already.
Mixed reviews, very different direction for Daniel Craig, for
very,
James
very
Bond.
Much so. Yeah. I mean, it's adapted from the William S. Burroughs novella. And if you know William S. Burroughs, it's very much an acquired taste. Obviously, Naked Lunch from way back in the 90s, the David Cronenberg film. But this is directed by Luca Guadagnino, who previously did Challengers. He did Call Me By Your Name. The performance Daniel Craig gives, it couldn't be more different from James Bond. Like, he plays this sort of, you know, a pathetic, desperately in love, lovesick character who's chasing after this younger man played by Drew Starkey. It's set in 1950s Mexico. This man is on the run from, we're never really kind of fully told what it is, but based on William S. Burroughs' real life, he was at the time, he was on the run from the alleged murder of his wife. It has that kind of very dreamlike kind of thing. Like, there are certain sequences in it where Daniel Craig's character takes heroin and then takes ayahuasca, and it goes into this real kind of dreamlike state where, you know, he imagines disembodied body parts and all the kind of stuff. Like, it's very, very
okay
odd.
So it's one of those trippy William S.
Yeah, really, it's an art house.
So the people who want to go and see that know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's
clear. It has an audience for sure. I mean, yeah. But I would say it's an acquired taste. It's not going to be a very kind of broad.
Bring the kids.
Definitely not. Jesus, okay. Do not.
Okay. Fionnuala, Black Doves on Netflix stars Keira Knightley and Ben Whishaw. Kind of tempted. Is it watchable?
Yeah. It is watchable. Is it a little bit silly? Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of comparisons to Slow Horses, and I don't know if it's as good as Slow Horses.
I would have said Killing Eve, actually.
It's probably closer to Killing Eve. I will say Ben Whishaw, he steals every scene he's in. He's unbelievable. I'm obsessed with him now. Keira Knightley does a lot of her own stunts in it as well, which I thought was
very impressive.
Okay. She's an undercover spy married to the Secretary of Defense, but of course she's having an affair, has her cover been blown. Ben Whishaw, his character, comes back to essentially protect her. I think it's been a bit divisive online and with people, but it's been in Netflix's most watched for the last 2 weeks. So, and it's 6 episodes, so you could
Okay. Also on Netflix, where No Good Deed. I've watched 2 of these and I'm still not sure if it's any good or not.
It's kind of a bit iffy, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow, I mean, they obviously have a lot of comedic credentials and all the rest of it. And the idea of it as well, it's about Lisa Kudrow and Ray Romano are selling this 1920s Spanish villa, and they're basically trying to start a bidding war in order to kind of zhuzh up the price so they can go off and buy this ranch. But the pair of them are kind of terminally depressed, and then lots of plot twists. They're kind of trying to turn sort of location into a sort of Knives Out.
Yes.
Agatha Christie,
I like it.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
On paper you're like, 100%, but then you kind of see the execution of it and it's a little bit it's grand. Yeah. I mean, it'll find an audience for sure.
Yeah. Oh, look, there'll be some dull afternoon over Christmas now. Exactly. Watch the whole thing. Fionnuala, now Severance, back on Apple TV for season two. First season was amazing. Now, this is very strange. Could you explain to people in a nutshell?
It's so strange. And it's been on Apple TV Plus since 2022. But the reason why I want to talk about it now is basically if you watch two episodes now for every week, you'll be caught up in time for season two, which is out on January 17th. It basically revolves around the concept of what would happen if you could separate your work life from your personal life. So these people undergo this procedure, which allows them to do that. They don't experience work at all, right? They go into work, they have no idea what happens. They have no idea what work they're doing. They're working for this company called Lumen, and it's all a little bit shady. I don't want to say too much in case people do want to start it. Stars Adam Scott, John Turturro, Zach Cherry, Patricia Arquette as a villain, question mark. She is incredible. Yes,
they're all amazing.
In this. And John Turturro and their relationship, Christopher Walken. It's please watch this. I feel you have to go with it a little bit initially.
Yeah, like, it doesn't really make sense immediately.
If you think it's a bit weird, I do appreciate that, but like, do stick with it. It's the payoff is so worth it. Yeah. As you said, the set design.
The design of it,
The choice of colour, the lighting. Yeah. It's a feast for the eyes. I'm so excited for season two. It's going to be so good.
And there was an Irish director on it as well.
Ben Stiller and Aoife McArdle directed a lot of the episodes for season one. And it's really incredible. I've rewatched it recently, clearly, and it stuck with me a lot, so...
Brian, Skeleton Crew on Disney Plus, another Star Wars spin-off. Are you excited about this?
I am, and I'll explain why. Because I am a child of the 80s. I grew up watching Flight of the Navigator. I grew up watching The Goonies. And this is essentially that. It's basically taking, you know, these kind of Amblin action-adventure coming-of-age stories.
Even Spielberg-y films.
Yeah, Spielberg-y kind of stuff, but then kind of putting it into the Star Wars universe. Jude Law playing this kind of swaggering pirate who is Force-sensitive, taking these kids on an adventure across space. It's really fun. I mean, a lot of Star Wars, kind of the Disney Plus content, and I hate using that word, has been very, very hit and miss. I mean, there was, you know, Andor, which was this really brilliant, dark political thriller, and then there was The Book of Boba Fett, which was just meh. This, however, is very, very enjoyable. Kids and adults will enjoy this equally, I think.
Okay, Skeleton Crew on Disney Plus. Fionnuala, Sabrina Carpenter has that kind of old-fashioned Christmas special that the Stars used to do in the olden days, and she's done one for Netflix.
She does, yeah, Netflix. This is 50 minutes musical variety extravaganza. There's a bit of comedy, musical covers with lots of people like Chappell Roan, Tyla, Shania Twain. It's good.
Go on.
I think it would have been more enjoyable to have been there live when it was being filmed. You know that way? Because
but
it's
don't
like
you hate that? You hate watching something going, I wish I'd been there. They look like they're having a good time.
And I feel like the jokes would have landed a bit better. It's also kind of a bit too shiny nearly because it is Netflix. The musical performances are incredible. I think the sketches are hit and miss. There's one really good sketch about buying stuff for your brother-in-law for Christmas and not knowing what brother-in-law's like. That's good. Everything else is a little bit... She'll be fine though. Like she is charming. She'll be... That's Sabrina Carpenter. She's going to go crap, I think.
Her live shows are basically done like a TV kind of thing as well. She does this whole thing where it's like, it's sort of like a 50s like sort of Leave It to Beaver kind of thing where it's like starring Sabrina Carpenter and yada yada yada. So I can see why they'd make that kind of leap from, you know, a live show to a kind of a variety show.
You're saying she's no Lucille Ball.
Again, I just think watching it isn't the same as being there. You know that way.
Okay, Fionnuala, just briefly before we finish up, Carry On, which is a kind of a dark Christmas movie on Netflix. Is it worth watching?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be about matrons, but it's not. It's Taron Egerton and Jason Bateman. Very die hard at Christmas, if you like that. I would watch this. It's fun.
Oh, cool. Jason Bateman is brilliant in it.
Scary. He needs to do more villain roles. He's very, very
good. He's having a kind of a Bateman-a-mason, or whatever you would call it.
Yeah. Smart Lex is very funny. Like, that podcast he does is brilliant. And, like, when he plays that kind of, like, smug kind of character, he does it very well.
So good.
All right, that's Carry On Netflix. Brian Lloyd, Fionnuala Jones, thank you so much for that. That's it for today.